What is up? Welcome to episode 269 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. This is a Strategy Wednesday episode where I'm actually going to give to you a real lesson from inside my newest program. It launches next week. It's called the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Pyramid Masterclass. Now, this lesson is all about marketing. It's about what is marketing, what's the goal of marketing, and what are the two ways to do marketing. I'm so excited to share this lesson with you. Obviously, you're not going to have the visuals because it's a podcast, but you will learn so much when it comes to the strategy of marketing in this episode. I'm not going to say anything else. Next time you hear my voice, it's going to be a recording of my lesson from inside the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Pyramid Masterclass. Ready for it? Let's dive in. Particularly excited about this module because now we're at the point in the pyramid where we are talking about marketing. Because in the last element of the pyramid, we talked about your offer, but your offer is only as strong as its reputation. When it comes to marketing, I always like to use the cliche of if a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, does it even make a sound? And that's the case for so many entrepreneurs and offers is that their product or service is not making a sound because nobody's around to hear it. So every great offer needs marketing. To recap the pyramid so far, first we covered the base of the pyramid, which is you, the entrepreneur. Then we talked about your audience, and you're going to see just how frequently we talk about your customer avatar, your audience, in this module. And in the last module, we talked about your offer. So we're moving right on up the pyramid to your marketing. Now, if no one else has ever been this stern with you, let me be the one to tell you that you have a moral obligation to get good at marketing. Because if you believe in your product or service, it is literally your job as an entrepreneur to make sure that people hear about it. And if you're not getting it in front of people, you are actually being selfish because your product or service exists to serve people. And you can't serve anyone if no one knows who you are or what you do. Without marketing, you do not have a business. That's the fun thing about the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Pyramid is without any of these six elements, you do not have a business. Every single one of these has to be present. 100% of businesses need marketing. There's no way to avoid this. And when it comes to marketing, there's two ways to do it. So you can swim after the fish. That's one way to do marketing. Or you can have the fish come to you. Now, neither of these approaches is wrong, and quite frankly, neither of these approaches is better than the other. They both serve a purpose. You'll often end up using both of these approaches at various times in your entrepreneurial life and in your business cycle. Ignoring either of these two approaches will leave money on the table, guaranteed. When you combine the power of both of these, you'll do two things. One, you'll generate rapid cash flow for your business. And two, you'll build a viable long-term business. So let's first talk about swimming after the fish. This is where you go after your customers and clients. Now, there are a million ways to go about doing this. Some of them are glamorous. Some of them, like cold calling, are certainly not so glamorous. And you don't have to do all of these. But particularly when you're starting out, this is the fastest path to getting your first $10,000 in revenue and beyond. The fish are already out there. So to get in front of them, you just need to ask yourself one question: where is my ideal customer or client hanging out already? Then go find them there. Because remember, you are swimming after the fish in this first approach. So you need to go after them. Here's some ways that you can swim after the fish. If your company is B2B, business to business. You can sign up for BNI, which stands for Business Networking International. I think my business partner and I, when we first signed up for BNI back in 2012, we probably generated over $50,000 just in BNI referrals. Similarly, there's also the Chamber of Commerce, wherever it is that you live. Also, there's meetup groups, there's Facebook groups. If you want to do it online, you can prospect via LinkedIn. You can find your ideal customers and clients. You can do cold calling. And this doesn't just mean with your phone. Back in 2012, the first B2B sale I ever made in my life was I just strolled into a local sandwich shop. That's it. And I spoke to the owner. So cold calling absolutely works. Doesn't have to be calling. You could be walking into local businesses, whatever it is. Guerrilla marketing. That's another way to swim after the fish. So just Google guerrilla marketing if you're interested in this. Guerrilla marketing is finding super, super low cost ways to just plaster your business everywhere to get in front of your ideal customers and clients. You might leave stickers all over town. If you live in a city, you probably see people doing that. That's a form of guerrilla marketing. Social media, it's another way to swim after the fish. Message people, hit people up. That's how you swim after the fish. But basically, at the root of this is go wherever the fish are. Whatever your business is, where your fish are is going to be different. So if you want to swim after them, you have to know what body of water they're in. Now, my favorite way to swim after fish is to use power partners. And since I'm a 90s kid, here's a picture of the Power Rangers. Hopefully you remember them. But let's talk about power partners for a second. So this is the fastest way to get in front of a ton of your ideal customers and clients right away. Someone somewhere already has a direct line of communication to your ideal customers and clients. So partner with them. Offer them an incentive to let you get in front of their audience. Make it mutually beneficial. If you do this right, it should be win, win, win. Yes, that's three wins. Let's talk about why I say win, win, win. If you're a graphic designer, you can team up with website developers or website people who build websites. They win because they get someone who's reliable and talented. You win because you get business. Oh, and they might also win because they can offer your services as part of their package. So they win in that regard. You win because you get business, and their clients win because they get your awesome graphic design work. If you sell an online course, team up with someone with a huge following, whether they have an email list or they're an Instagram influencer or they have some sort of social media following or YouTube following, they get a percentage of the sales, so they win. You get to tap into their audience and make money from their audience. You win, and their audience wins because they get your awesome thing. If you sell t-shirts, you could do a giveaway with Instagram influencers. They get to do an awesome giveaway. You get in front of thousands of people, and their audience gets to win your awesome t-shirt. So that's why it's win-win-win if you do it right. And you might be thinking, well, Brian, how do I go about finding power partners? Just think about it. Figure out who already has a direct line of communication to your ideal customers and clients. Might be someone above you in the supply chain. So for example, if you're a painter, real estate agents are above you in the supply chain. If you're a painter, great time to paint someone's house is right before they're trying to sell it. So if you make partners with a bunch of real estate agents, maybe you give them a percentage of your fee, maybe however you want to incentivize them, you could tell them, hey, when you've got people who are looking to sell their house and they need someone to paint their house, hit me up. It's a great way for you to start getting business immediately. Or it could be someone in an ancillary industry. So if I owned a smoothie shop, I would hit up every gym in my local area because they already have an audience of health conscious people, and I'd offer them something sweet. I'd be like, hey, for every 10 people who you give this flyer to and they come in, I'll give you something. So you'd have to incentivize them. So think about people in ancillary industries who already have your audience in front of them. It's the first approach, swimming after the fish. Second approach, how to have the fish come to you. So the other way is to let your ideal customers and clients come to you. You do this, just like fishing, by casting your bait. This is where you put something free out into the world that's valuable for your ideal customers and clients, and you lure them in. Now, most marketers call this a lead magnet. It is a magnet, it's magnetic to your leads. A lead is someone who is interested in your products or services. Now, this approach is exactly how I grew my six-figure agency in my early 20s. I literally used just this one strategy to hit six figures. You can see this picture is actually from 2012. It's a throwback picture. I very rarely wear a shirt and tie these days, but that is where my business partner and I, we were running a search engine optimization agency, and we were swimming after all these fish. We were going to Chamber of Commerce events, and that's when it hit us. We said, what if we just started hosting free workshops? So this picture is from just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, which is my hometown. It's where I grew up. And we just invited a bunch of local business owners. We actually did it through the Chamber of Commerce. We told them, hey, tell your people if they want to learn about search engine optimization, we're hosting a free workshop, we're providing food, they can come hang out, learn about SEO. That lured all these business owners into the room with us. On any given week, we were talking in front of 20 to 50 different business owners, telling them about SEO. They were coming to us and we were closing sales. So here's some examples of lead magnets. You certainly don't have to be hosting in-person workshops. I'm just gonna throw a bunch of these up on the screen. Ebooks, samples. So if you're thinking, Brian, what types of businesses use lead magnets? Every single business uses a lead magnet. Auntie Anne's is a great example. I think I use them again a little bit later in this training video. Samples are great. I mean, Auntie Anne's, I can't walk past that place in the mall. If you don't know what Auntie Anne's is, it's a pretzel place. They're in most malls across the United States. And every time I walk by them and they've got those samples out, I cannot resist a free sample. And I eat that sample and chances are I end up buying. Events. So if you want to throw an event or a party or a networking mixer, whatever it is, it's a great way to get people to come to you. You can give people videos or trainings or case studies or tutorials or quizzes. Quizzes are great lead magnets. You know, what's your Myers-Briggs personality type? That's them bringing people who are interested in personal development, in uncovering their true selves. That's how they bring them to you. Checklists, templates, resource lists, an email course, a challenge. So if you offer a 30-day lose 10 pounds challenge, guess who's going to come to you? Bunch of people who want to lose 10 pounds. So if you're a personal trainer, it's an amazing lead magnet. You can offer people a free call or a free session. You could offer a state of the industry video or article or report or PDF where if people want to see it, they give you their name and email address. That's them raising their hands saying, yeah, I'm interested in what it is that you're talking about. Giveaways, those are great lead magnets as well. You've probably seen one of my lead magnets in action. I give away free copies of my book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, because guess what? When someone gets a copy of my book for free, I know that they are interested in becoming an entrepreneur. So that is me luring in these wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. So when you have a lead magnet, where do you cast your bait? In short, and you should see by now how frequently I go back to this answer, wherever your fish are swimming. That's why we laid the foundation in the last module, the element of the pyramid below marketing, is your offer, and below that is your audience. That's why we laid the groundwork with your audience, because you see how frequently we come back to them for answers. But almost everybody can use, these are some general marketing channels that you can use. Facebook ads, I mean, there's a billion active users on Facebook. I find it very hard to believe that you do not have your ideal customers and clients on Facebook. Social media, Google ads, PR. So if you keep getting featured in Fortune or Entrepreneur Magazine or your local newspaper or your local TV channel and your ideal customers are paying attention to that media outlet, that's one place to cast your bait. Power partners. You can approach your power partners and say, hey, I want to give your people a free live webinar. Can we send it out to your email list? Content platforms. So if you get published on Huffington Post, or if you post on Medium and people find your article on Medium and they read it and they click through to your lead magnet, it's another place to cast your bait. But in both cases, whether you are swimming after the fish or casting your bait and having fish come to you, you need to lead with value. When it comes to marketing, most people lead with being salesy. But you know as well as I do, none of us like to be sold to. Instead, lead with value. Make your marketing approach all about giving your prospects value. And here's that Auntie Anne's example, as promised. Even Auntie Anne's does this. There's not a day that I can walk past Auntie Anne's and not get sucked in by their free samples. And when they lure me in, most of the time I end up buying. So the easiest way to prove that to someone that you can help them is to actually help them. The easiest way for Auntie Anne's to prove to me that their pretzels are amazing is to just give me a sample of the pretzel so I can see how amazing it is. Lead with value. Here's the most important statement about your marketing. The goal of your marketing is to make selling superfluous. Such a weird word, superfluous. So the goal of your marketing is to make selling superfluous. If you are doing your marketing right, you will not need to sell to them. They will want to bite your hands off to get what it is that you sell. Marketing does not equal selling. Marketing happens before the sale. Selling is a component of marketing. Ideally, that's how your marketing ends, is with a sale, but marketing happens before your sale. That's why you don't start with being salesy. You start by giving value. Your marketing should be so good that they ask you how to get your products. Think about Tesla, Apple, Starbucks, Nike, all these companies who are incredible at marketing, they make people chase them down. I mean, I have a picture on the screen right now of Starbucks's unicorn Frappuccino. When they released this thing, they did such great marketing. They plastered it everywhere on Instagram. They plastered it everywhere on Facebook. And maybe more importantly than them plastering it is they got their customers to post pictures. They made the Frappuccino look so interesting that customers were posting this on social media, and then it just spread like wildfire. And everyone was running to Starbucks to get the Frappuccino before it went away. So don't hold back in your marketing. Show your awesomeness. At the root of all of this stuff we're talking about is showcasing just how awesome you, your products, your services are. I often hear people say, "But Brian, I don't want to give away all of my stuff for free." And my response is always the same. It's impossible to give away too much for free. Everything is already available on the internet. So it's on you to show why your stuff is so good that it's worth paying money for. I mean, even think about Porsche. So Porsche cannot go and just give cars away for free, but you could stroll into a Porsche dealership and go for a test drive completely for free. They want you to. They want to show you their awesomeness. Always lead with value. Now, your business will either live or die with lead generation. Ultimately, marketing is all about bringing leads into your business. To piggyback off that Porsche example, Porsche only lets you drive their cars on test drives because they want to find people who are interested in buying a Porsche. Doesn't mean everyone who test drives is going to buy one, but it's a really good magnet to bring in people who are thinking about buying a Porsche. So you've likely heard about sales funnels before. This is really at a super, super high level what a sales funnel is. Basically, at the top of the funnel, you get all these people who are interested in your stuff because of the free value that you're giving away. Some of those people will be interested enough to keep going further down your sales process, your marketing process. Some of those people, and it gets smaller as you go, which is fine. Some of those people will make a decision, and then if they make a decision to buy from you, that's where the sale happens. So some key takeaways from everything we talked about. There's two approaches for your marketing. One is swimming after the fish, and two is letting the fish swim to you. In both cases, you want to lead with value. When you're swimming after the fish, go where they're swimming. One of the fastest ways to proactively get in front of your ideal customers and clients is to use power partners. And finally, when you want fish to swim to you, cast your bait in the water that they're already swimming in. So we're gonna go deeper into lead generation. Make sure you check out the next video in this same module. It's all about lead generation. I'll see you there. All right, I hope you really enjoyed getting a sneak peek into a lesson that's inside my Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Pyramid Masterclass. The course is actually not released to the public just yet, so you are getting this lesson before anyone else on the planet. This is module 4 from inside the Masterclass. The Masterclass will officially launch this coming Tuesday as part of the 2019 Paradise Pack. There's only one way to get your hands on this course, and that is inside the 2019 Paradise Pack. So I'm so excited to tell you that this Friday's episode here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast features Travis Sherry, who's the co-founder of the Paradise Pack. Travis is going to get you so excited about this year's Paradise Pack on Friday's episode. So make sure you tune in this Friday, pound that subscribe button wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, whether it's in the podcast app, on your Apple device, on iTunes, on Spotify, on Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, wherever it is, hit that subscribe button. I'll see you Friday.